Good morning. There's a chicken outside today for Mezechin Ishmat Mark's mother. On the last day he says Kaddish, the neshama should have an aliyah. Yesterday I mentioned that my father and I were at odds about the kind of colored pencils I should be using at the beginning of the new year in elementary school. He wanted us just to sharpen the old ones, and I wanted fresh pair. And I mentioned that in this context, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and by this context, I mean a completely different context, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that actually you shouldn't have new wicks every night. You should use a wick until it's finished, and you shouldn't be of the view that everything needs to be novel and new and fresh all the time. But however, today, in Madlik bin Eshel Cheres, if we use a earthenware lamp for... Anyone got an earthenware Chanukiah? Okay, so this will be hypothetical. If you light with it one night, it becomes old. The note here suggests that if it's glazed, that actually doesn't become old, but if it's not glazed, it becomes darkened and charred and black. And you don't use it a second night, because it is. It's repulsive to use something that's old and charred for the mitzvah. You should try your best in that case to try and have metal menorahs. And if one is capable of getting silver, all the better. But again, glazed is fine, as long as it doesn't look like, oh, you just dragged it out of a shrub and now you're sticking up and lighting Hanukkah candles. The suggestion is, it's fine. And what we get between these two points, it's, there is a value to aesthetics. It's not that we don't care about aesthetics, it's that we have to draw a line between when aesthetics is purposeful and when it's just vanity. And it seems to be that if it can't be seen, if it has no visual purpose, it's a wick, it's functional, you can't even see it, the flame overshadows it, we shouldn't have a sense that there's a necessity to have novelty. But if this is the supporting lamp of the menorah, it shouldn't look charred, it shouldn't look incidental, it should look proper. And we can make that division in life as well, when things are just pure utility and when there's a necessity to have aesthetics and be purposeful and to look appropriate.